This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Sky-high energy bills are a new focus at the state capitol. CPR Sam Brash reports a committee met to discuss the issue for the first time Tuesday.
State Senate President Steve Fenberg is chairing the new bipartisan committee. The Boulder Democrat promised lawmakers wouldn't only uncover what's behind the recent spike in energy costs. They'd also question the basic business model for investor-owned utilities like Xcel Energy.
The point here is to better align the interests of the utilities and the consumers. Should the only skin in the game be that of Colorado consumers? Or do shareholders need to own a larger and larger piece of that risk?
Consumer advocates testified before lawmakers and asked them to limit the company's ability to advocate for rate hikes. The committee will question utility executives next week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A new bill could mean more money to help young people learn math. It would provide grants for after-school tutoring and pay for math training for some 36,000 teachers, and parents could get training to help their children with math. Governor Polis likes the idea.
We're going to get our educators and students the support they need to be able to achieve at grade level expectations or above for math.
Math scores dropped during the pandemic. Less than a third of Colorado eighth graders are at what's considered grade level at math. We are hearing more from the deposition of Fox News owner Rupert Murdoch in the lawsuit against his company by Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems. Documents released yesterday show that Murdoch testified that he believes the 2020 presidential election was not stolen. That's contrary to what people on his network said on the air. Dominion is suing Fox for $1.6 billion. It's cloudy along the Front Range today. Should be sunnier tomorrow. Grand Junction sunny and 53 this afternoon and about the same on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.